In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. As we move through Advent, preparing to receive the incarnate God as a little child in Bethlehem, the Church has us read extensively from Ephesians. Ephesians is an epistle with prevailing themes of healing and unity and reconciliation, three of the prime purposes of the Lord's coming in the first place. And today's passage that Ellie read includes this message: Jesus Christ is our peace and has torn down the middle wall of separation. And then this epistle will go on to apply this tearing down of walls of separation. It will apply it to church factions, to marriages, to family systems, to different races, to employers and employees, to wealthy and the poor, and most importantly, God and people. All will be called by the end of this epistle to unity. Now, in today's passage specifically, tearing down this middle wall of separation refers to the temple in Jerusalem, the place of worship, the place where one encounters God. And the temple actually had several walls of separation built right in. One of these walls was called a mikitza. The temple and actually every synagogue had a mikitza, which was a barrier separating the men from the women. And not like in old Russian churches, left and right, but front and back. The men were in the front and women were confined to the back behind a barrier. It was a wall of separation between male and female that existed, at least spiritually, since Adam and Eve turned against each other after eating the forbidden fruit. And it was visualized by this wall. To this day, if you were to enter a particularly traditional Jewish synagogue, not all have them, but a traditional one, you would find this mikitza, this wall or barrier, still to this day confining women to the back. Another wall of separation in the temple separated Jews from Gentiles. Gentile just means a non-Jew. This barrier was a tribal, a racial, an ethnic, a religious wall of division. These Gentiles, non-Jews, were only allowed into the outer narthex, and there was a wall that only Jews could pass to enter the main worship area. It was a wall of division separating people based on race, ethnicity, and religion. And the third wall of separation in the temple, and perhaps the most important, was the partition between the Holy of Holies and everything else. This was a separation of the presence of God from all people, whether Jew or Gentile, whether male or female. God was known to be present within the Holy of Holies, and people were kept out. And spiritually, we were separated from God by our rebellion, by our sin, by our failure to love. And physically, this was represented in the temple, where there was an actual barrier with a curtain separating the Holy of Holies from not only the rest of the temple, but literally from the rest of the world. And we know, and the Apostle Paul affirms, that Jesus came to break down these walls of separation. First and foremost, the barrier between God and creation, the barrier between God and people. Jesus came not only to heal us and to reconcile us, but to enter our very being and dwell within us, to live inside of you, and for you to partake of the divine nature. And you remember when Jesus is crucified, what happens to this curtain? The curtain that separated us from God is torn in two from top to bottom, torn open from heaven, literally to earth, opening the presence of God to the world and to you. And that's why Jesus comes as a little child in Bethlehem, to be our peace and to tear down the walls of separation between us and the divine. Now, if God is united to us, then it follows that we ought to be also united with each other. In Christ, we set aside, we tear down divisions based on race and on ethnicity and on religion and even divisions between saint and sinner, of social class, of age, of sex, of all categories, really. And speaking of divisions based on sex, an interesting thing happened in our gospel reading this morning. Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, and there's a woman present who had such severe back pain that she couldn't stand straight for 18 years. Now, I don't know if you've ever had back pain, but 18 years of it sounds miserable. Jesus, of course, heals her, but there's a part of the healing I don't want us to miss. It says, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and she came forward and he laid his hands on her. Remember that mechitza I told you about that kept women confined to the back? Jesus not only heals the woman, but does it by calling her past this barrier. He heals her by breaking down a wall, a metaphor in action, that in Jesus Christ, the division between male and female is overcome and our sexes are restored to their former glory. And so here's our spiritual calling. You might say a spiritual challenge for each of us. Jesus breaks down walls of separation, and yet we all know, unfortunately, that plenty of them remain. They exist out in the world. They exist in the church. They exist in our families. They exist among races and religions. They exist in communities. And there's even barriers and walls within an individual human heart. We're sometimes torn against ourselves. And yet maybe, by diving down into the depth of your heart, you can find God. You can find the divine already working to melt those walls within you so that you can discover there is, in fact, no separation between you and the divine. And in the strength of that discovery that God has become one with you, then you can be the one to extend that grace outward. Remember, Jesus called the woman with back pain to him. Jesus initiates breaking down a wall of separation. And maybe with the power of Jesus Christ within you this Advent season, you can take the initiative to break down a wall, even one, to be the one to initiate healing or unity or reconciliation among those who are separate either from each other or are divided from your own heart. You know, God has already broken down the walls between the divine and creation. And Jesus continues to break down walls among people, between Jew and Gentile, between male and female, between race, religion, and ethnicity, between all classes and divisions. May you discover the Spirit within you to do the same. Amen.